Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Welcome back.
Welcome to another episode of DM a Dentist.
Brought to you by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike.
Yeah, welcome. Super happy you guys are listening in and hearing us talk some more.
I love it. Here for more.
So last time we were on, we talked a little bit about dental anxiety and different options, different levels and all sorts of things. So, feel free to continue sending us DMs if you have any more questions or anything else going on about those past episodes. But
agreed. Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm scared of the dentist. Yeah. Whenever I get my work done with Rusty, I have to be sedated. So
it's not
him, I promise.
Yeah, we're scary. We're scary. Yeah, blah, look at me. We're super scary. Super scary. Did you see Taylor Swift's new album?
Did I? Did you guys see on Instagram? I recreated the album.
Of course.
Not the album. The album cover.
Album cover. Yeah, a little bit of the album art. So if you haven't seen it yet, go check out our Instagram, Your Daily Dose of Dental.
It's beautiful.
Mike really just did phenomenal work with the recreation.
I feel like I embodied her.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I will say you're not as attractive as Taylor Swift, but good effort.
Maybe
there.
Some will disagree.
maybe. We'll see.
But they're not in this room.
What's your favorite song on the album?
I am a big Posty fan.
Okay.
So
okay.
I like her track one.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where my boy Posty's in it.
I liked it. I wish there was a little bit more of Posty in it. You know, yeah. I love his dance moves in particular.
Oh, yeah.
You know, give it a little Posty.
I know, it's like a bit of an awkward,
he gets like a chicken dance going sometimes. He's kind of awkward with it. I love it.
It's great.
Yeah.
He did a song on Beyonce's new album.
Oh, he did.
Levi Jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been featured on a few albums.
Lately. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a super unique voice with like the auto tuning that he does.
Yeah.
And then just a super unique creative look as well.
Yeah. Talk about his grill.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is a tooth podcast. So
we should bring it back.
Be remiss to talk about Posty without talking about his grill.
I think the man is substantially more attractive with his grill. What do you think, Rusty?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their unique look. For me, not personally my taste.
What about the diamonds here?
The diamonds on the canines, that was good. He's gone through several versions of the grill, you know, but
it's cool. The
diamond studs look nice.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I would say the one issue that I see with grills, and I've not seen a lot of grills in my lifetime, but is people don't take them off in order to like clean under them and things like that. So then we end up seeing cavities, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to get a grill, definitely you're going to want one that's removable, something that can come in and out that maybe just slides in and over your teeth, not something that's like cemented or glued in.
Agreed.
I don't know. There are probably some that are like that, but
yeah,
definitely getting, if it's one that you're not taking off a lot or one that you can't take off, you can definitely get some cavities or even some tooth sensitivity under there.
Yeah.
And if we had to, you know, remove it and clean up some stuff, that could lead to, you know, some sensitivity and some issues.
So, agreed. So, be careful when you get your grill. but if you're like Posty, give us a call. We'd love to have you on the podcast.
Get a grill. I mean, it's a good look, though. I mean,
it's
you
cool.
Can't go wrong. The Post Malone look with the grill. It looks nice. It looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We live in Portland where people are super creative and very expressive with their uniqueness, and we're all for it. We love that.
It's just one caveat. Like you said, if you're going to get one, take it off, clean, don't sleep in it, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We can talk about that more.
Yeah.
But today, what are we talking about?
Tooth sensitivity, you know, and it kind of relates to the whole grill thing too, because like we were saying, if you have a grill, you don't take it off, you can get a cavity under there,
yep.
And it can lead to some tooth sensitivity.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fitting because we had a DM from one of our listeners. Jason messaged us and asked, why does drinking cold water hurt after getting a cavity filled?
Also, why does it hurt if you don't have a cavity filled?
It's true. Or, yeah, sometimes you haven't had a filling yet and you just have a sensitive tooth, maybe a cold spot. So, let's talk about it.
Sweet. Let's do it. I think it's important to start off with everybody has different levels of sensitivity, right? So, like, for instance, me and you. Like, I can't bite into ice cream. Like, I just have naturally sensitive teeth.
Right.
Probably because I whiten them all the time or used to at least. I don't know. But I just have sensitive teeth.
You do. Your teeth are definitely a lot more sensitive, and my teeth are not sensitive at all. And so there are varying levels of sensitivity and a bunch of things that can contribute to your teeth just generally being more sensitive. If you're a type of person that when you drink cold water or cold ice cream, you have some cold and that's like, ooh, that's kind of painful. You might be in the category that might be a little bit more likely to have sensitivity after a dental procedure as
Correct.
Well.
Correct. And I think that's good to know, like knowing expectations before you go in.
Right.
Because I would say a lot of people that get cavities filled don't have sensitivity.
Right.
People that do. I mean, it just happens. So like your experience is your experience.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if it's not common, but let's chat. Why does that happen?
Yeah. I mean, I think there can be a variety of reasons, you know, number one being like we've already been kind of talking about, if you're more prone to just tooth sensitivity in general, you just might have a little bit more, you know, tooth structure that transmit that cold down to the nerve of the tooth. So there's multiple layers to a tooth. The outer part's the hard enamel.
Wait, layers?
Layers.
Like an onion?
Like an onion. Layers, yeah. Not like, what is it in Shrek, a parfait? Everyone likes parfait.
Oh, my God.
Like
DreamWorks, top tier.
But yeah, onions.
Onions,
so teeth are like onions.
Yep.
So the outer layer is that enamel layer. And then it's kind of a softy, spongy layer that's dentin. And then the middle part, that's the part you fill the sensitivity from. That's where the nerve of the tooth is.
So when we do a filling, where do we go? How far do we go?
It's, through the outer enamel, for sure, into the dentin, that soft, spongy layer in the middle. And depending on how deep the cavity goes, depends on how close to that nerve that we get.
Yeah.
So,
and like you're... Think of like I show patients x-rays all the time, right? And I'm like, enamel, dentin, nerve, right? And it's in like a 2D format. But picture it like this. You have a nerve coming up. No matter, sometimes we're drilling, right? And we get close to it. Yeah. So, I mean, and it takes time for your tooth to kind of calm down. And I always joke, it's like a little mini surgery, right?
It is.
Even though it sounds cheesy, it is like a little mini surgery. You need time to heal.
Yeah. I mean, that drill in there, it's going, and there's a variety of things that lead to sensitivity. You know, number one being, are your teeth more likely to be sensitive because they are in your normal life?
Yeah.
Number two, how big is the cavity that you have?
Correct.
You know, if it's a really big cavity that's close to the nerve, you're going to be more likely to have a little more sensitivity afterwards.
Yeah.
Number three being your age and the status of your nerve. You know, as we age, our nerves and our teeth kind of shrink down and go away. And some people just have bigger, more robust nerves in their teeth. Some people naturally have smaller nerves. This is something we can see on x-rays. And part of what makes your teeth more or less sensitive in general life too. And so
how you're born,
there's a variety of factors and different things that can go into sensitivity. It doesn't happen to everyone.
No, I agree. There's things we do as dentists to mitigate it, but there's sometimes where we do everything we can and it you're still sensitive.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a tooth, you have bacteria that's burrowing a hole into your tooth, right? So then my job as a dentist is to numb you up, remove that hole and bacteria back to sound structure. It's like when you have a house and you have like wood, right? You have it's built, you have it's rotting. You got to remove the rot to the sound structure, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Correct.
Then we fill it. But we have a handpiece that's moving at 300,000 plus RPMs per minute.
It's spinning fast.
Spinning really fast.
That's
hella fast.
Yeah. Hella
fast. It's like
fast.
Ricky Bobby fast.
I want to go fast.
But yeah, it's going fast. So like that irritation, so there's heat involved in movement like that. So it's irritating the nerve no matter what we do. So some slight inflammation is normal, but sometimes the nerve doesn't heal itself. And it's nothing that we do that can stop it. But a lot of stuff we do can. So what are some stuff that we do?
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that we can do as a dentist while we're doing a filling that make it less likely for someone to have sensitivity.
So when you say that I'm drowning you, I don't want to drown you.
Yeah. He's talking about the cold water. So as we're drilling, you know, our handpieces are designed to spray a lot of cold water right at the tooth, right where we're cutting into the bad rotten part of the tooth. And it really cools the tooth down. And it's so important to keep that tooth cool. Because if you overheat that nerve, it gets really sensitive. And you know, if hypothetically we were to drill without water and use it for the whole time, you could actually kill the nerve of the tooth and make it really sensitive and need something like a root canal or something worse.
And if you drilled without water, you would essentially burn the tooth.
Yeah, right. So the water spray is number one. As we're drilling, there's water. Other things that we can do to reduce chances of sensitivity are going to be, you know, there's desensitizers that we use during procedures. So both Mike and I, underneath all of our fillings, the crowns, etc., we do a desensitizer. And so that helps reduce sensitivity chances for people. And then again, if that cavity is really deep, we're getting close to the nerve. Let's say you had a filling that on the x-ray, you can see it's getting pretty close to the nerve. What kind of tools do you have in your toolkit to work there?
Yeah. So you're numb, right? Sometimes we sit patients up and we're like, hey, getting close to the nerve. I don't think that conversation necessarily has to happen while they're sitting there numb and we're trying to fill it up, right?
Yeah.
Because nothing really changes filling wise.
Yeah.
But we basically will put a medication down, and it's also light cured, like the filling we put in your mouth, light cured. Mm-hmm. It's a medication that goes close to where we are. Then on top of that medication, we put the filling. And then that has some agents in it that kind of help the nerve heal, calm down, and prevent it, try to at least prevent it from what we call necrosing.
Yeah, dying.
Yeah. So
we're not going to get into all the nitty gritty details and tell you all the scientific names of these things. If you're interested, you know, reach out or send us a DM. We'd be happy to tell you if you're specific to knowing that information. But most people just would like to know that we use different things that can, they're called desensitizers or, you know, different medications that keep the tooth calm so that once you're done with a filling, you're less likely to have that sensitivity.
Yeah. So say we do a filling. Mm-hmm. It's close to the nerve. And then a couple weeks later, the patient's like, it hurts and it's getting worse.
Right.
What then?
Yeah. I mean, there can be,
your desensitizer did not work, Rusty.
Desensitizer didn't work. Sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, the first thing I do in that scenario is obviously I look at the filling, make sure everything's looking good on it. So make sure it's sealed, make sure nothing's chipped or broken. Good.
Sometimes it's high
in their bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So what's that little analogy you told me before the show started? Talk about that.
So how I explain a high bite and a filling to people is, if you've ever had like a blackberry seed in your teeth, for example, the worst, right? It's stuck in a spot. You're biting down on it and you feel it every time you close down. It's like, something's in my tooth that just shouldn't be there.
You can't really tell.
Can't tell exactly where it is, but man, I know there's something over there that's just touching first. And I feel in this area, I just had some fillings done. I feel like there's something stuck up there all the time. And I can close down and the rest of my teeth are touching, but I kind of noticed this one a little more. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a bit, and it's different.
And so even though it's a very minimal amount, if you're touching one tooth a little bit too tall in your bite after a filling, that can also lead to sensitivity. So if you feel anything at all after a week or two and it's feeling a little sensitive or you feel a little high bite, go see your dentist again and see if they can adjust the bite. Because so many times I've had that where someone comes in, hey, this tooth's been a little bit sensitive. I look at the bite. There's one small, very minor spot touching. We adjust it down and they bite down and instantly they're...
Yeah.
Wow, that feels better.
And sometimes it takes longer than normal to, I don't know, like I had fillings done and you're supposed to be sensitive, not supposed to be, but if you are sensitive, it's like a 2 week thing, then it kind of tapers off.
Right.
I was sensitive for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Now sensitive is not like inhibiting your life sensitive, mm-hmm, right? It's mm-hmm. just like if you were to drink something cold and like cold water went right on the tooth. Like it's not like pain that is unbearable, right?
Right.
Pain that's unbearable is something we need to address. Mm-hmm. So like you come in, we fix the bite, then it doesn't get better. Unbearable pain is kind of leading us down a different path.
And everyone has a different, you know, pain tolerance and different things. But I always tell people if anything at all feels wrong or off or tall or anything at all, once that numbness wears off fully, give me a call.
Yeah.
Because when you're half your face is numb and you're trying to bite down, and you're thinking about your bite way more than you ever have in your life, you're not going to know for sure.
Correct.
And sometimes you bite in a weird pattern or something while you're numb and it doesn't show like it would when you're not numb. And so...
Rusty, there's so many times I have people, I'm like, bite down, and they bite on the front teeth. Yeah. And I'm like, I know you don't bite like that. And then you have to tell them back teeth. It's like you don't think about your bite until you're in my...
Especially when you're doing a front filling, you know, a filling on a front tooth. People want to bite, you know, edge to edge like this. And then they should bite on the back.
And I'm like, no, you don't bite like that. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this brings us to our next question that Becky asked us. Thanks, Becky. I had a crown. Where is it?
Here's our question.
I recently had a crown on one of my teeth and it hurt after it was done. I ended up needing a root canal and I'm wondering why this happened. Thank you for your question.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that happens. I wouldn't say it's common, but it happens. And it, yeah, it, you basically, so what is a crown, Rusty?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. So, because she's crown. Asking about a crown as opposed to our last question, just who was filling. Asking about a filling. So a filling is something that goes, you know, within the confines of the tooth inside to replace where a cavity is. A crown is when there's too big of a cavity, too much of the tooth structure is missing, maybe a part's broken, maybe there's a really old existing filling that has a new cavity under it. There's just too much tooth structure to support a filling within the structure of the outside of the tooth. And so rather than trying to add on to the outside with a filling material, what we do is kind of create a cap over the whole tooth that gives the tooth a nice tight hug and helps seal it in.
Yeah.
So that's what a crown is. And it's just, it's kind of like a bigger filling is how I explain it. Rather than going with inside the tooth, it caps over top of the
tooth. So would you say when you do a crown, you remove more teeth? More teeth, more of the tooth.
A little bit more of the tooth, right?
Okay.
Because you're removing a little margin around the tooth, about a millimeter shell around it. But, you know, a lot of times it's unsupported tooth that is either have a cavity underneath it or it's broken
right.
or undermined in some other way that if we were to add a filling onto there, you would just be more likely to break, you know, next to the filling.
I mean, because these fillings that we do are strong. They bond to mm-hmm, the tooth. Mm-hmm. So if you break it, sometimes you break the tooth and the filling.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have like a cap over it
right.
so that you're protecting all sides right. of the tooth. But sometimes when we do filling or big crowns like that, we have mm-hmm. a lot of the tooth that's removed because there's a cavity, an old filling. Mm-hmm. We do this a lot with those old metal fillings we don't really do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Some
dentists do, but Mike and I just personally don't.
We don't do them anymore. But yeah, you can be prone to needing a root canal after,
mm-hmm.
and that's because mm-hmm. we've worked on the tooth for so long. And sometimes, I mean, a crown sometimes takes longer than a filling. So we're working, we're drilling, there's air, water, things like that. And then the nerve itself is unhappy. So when the nerve's unhappy, it tends to get hurt. To you, it hurts, but it's inflamed and it's trying to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
So why do some people need a root canal and some people don't?
Yeah, I mean, it's very case-by-case specific, and I would say it's not at all uncommon to need a root canal after a crown, but it's definitely, you know, the way I tell it to people, if you have a root canal, you almost always need a crown.
Yep.
If you have a crown, it doesn't mean you're going to get a root canal.
Correct.
But sometimes you do. And it's based really, like we were saying with the filling, it kind of relates to how some people with a filling get sensitivity and others do not. Some people that get a crown end up needing a root canal while others do not. The reason is a variety of factors. You know, how big is that cavity? How big is the nerve of your tooth? How close is the cavity to the nerve? I would say is the main thing.
And how big is your nerve?
Mm-hmm.
Some people have pulp, like the nerve that goes higher up into the tooth.
Yeah.
So when we're preparing it for a crown, we're getting really close to that nerve.
And sometimes can get sensitive.
Yeah. Or even people have very honed into their bite. So when we're doing crowns, we're changing your bite. Even my mom, she had 3 crowns. Guess what she had 3 months later? 3 root canals.
Yeah.
So she's just more prone to that. Did the dentist do a bad job? I wasn't the dentist. Rusty was. No. Did the dentist do a bad job? No. It's just sometimes you need... That's just what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, and I hate to say that, but it's just what happens.
Yeah. And it's nothing, you know, right or wrong. And I think if you're getting a filling or you're getting a crown done, what I would suggest and advise you to do is talk to your dentist and say, you know, what are the chances of sensitivity after this? What are the chances of needing a root canal after this?
Yeah. Do I think that if every crown your dentist does needs a root canal, maybe we should chat. I don't know if that's exactly normal, but... If your dentist is an endodontist, no, I'm kidding. No, I think that it's case by case, but is it common to need a root canal for every crown? No.
Mm-hmm.
But does it happen? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have a little bit of sensitivity after a filling or a crown, that doesn't mean you need a root canal, first of all. There's a
Correct.
Variety of other things that can happen, you know. I know it's a little bit of a reach and a kind of an analogy or metaphor, but, you know, let's say you got your knee replaced. You just had a joint replacement, right? And you wouldn't expect to get up the next day and go run a marathon, right?
Yeah.
Some people might bounce back and recover and be able to run a marathon in really quick time. Some people might struggle to walk for the rest of their life with a knee replacement.
Right.
And I'm not comparing a filling or a crown.
I think you are.
To a knee replacement here. Let's be clear. But what I'm saying is everyone heals up differently. Everyone's a unique individual, a unique person, unique human being with your own unique set of experiences. And your mouth is unique too. And you're going to heal up differently than your friend or your cousin or your brother.
But even you think about a knee replacement, like your tooth, you probably use that thing hundreds to a thousand times a day.
Yeah.
Just like chewing, talking, touching.
Right.
I mean, you're functioning with it. So, I mean, I always tell people after a crown or a filling, like, give it a break. Like, if you get a filling over here, a crown, try to avoid biting directly on the tooth. Mm-hmm. Almonds or anything, really. Just, like, let it heal. Let it rest. It's like a sprained ankle. Just give it a second.
It's going to take some time.
Give it a second.
You know, like you were saying earlier with the drill speed, right? We're spinning at hundreds of thousands of rotations per minute, and it's going fast. So, we're literally, you know, it's like a mini surgery, like you said earlier. It really is. It's a very mini and routine procedure.
That's why they call me a DDS.
DDS. So, well, the DMD.
We're going to talk about that later, but DDSs are better than
DMDs. DMD is the way to go.
No, DDS.
Search for a DMD.
Fun fact, they're the same thing.
Yeah, they're the exact same. But
anywho.
We'll chat more.
Back to the relevance.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good way to think about it, you know, is that everyone heals up differently.
Yeah.
And
when I got my wisdom teeth out, awful. I was out of commission for weeks. My sister, twin
sister.
Same thing twin as sister. Me, but a woman, sort of. she was eating hamburgers 2 days later.
Wow.
Fine.
Right. And you were like,
I was like on Percocet or whatever they gave me. I don't remember. Probably Percocet back in the day.
Yeah.
But it was awful.
Well, I've had him in my dental chair, folks. He's a baby for what it's worth. It's fine. We love you all and we'll treat you the same. But
except if you're me, then you don't
unless
get,
you're him.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, you guys. Totally appreciate you all being here. And we're just, you know, happy to share as much information we can with you. Keep filling our DMs with questions. Really, that's what we're here for. We want to help, you know, listen to your questions, your concerns.
Yeah, and what do the people want?
Yeah, what do you want to hear? What do the people want? I mean, a little bit. Give them your posty impression. I liked the dance you did earlier. Give them one more.
Posty.
Posty out.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist, brought to you by Dose of Dental, and thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at Your Daily Dose of Dental.